The euro and pound have been on impressive runs of late. Both currencies stand out as clear out performers, with both trading to a fresh yearly high against the buck and both at their highest levels against the US dollar since early November. Both currencies are perhaps benefiting a bit as alternative safe haven options in a world where the market is just a little more nervous about going to a US dollar that has been riddled with unpredictability on account of shifting US administration policies. The euro is also getting an added boost from news of the German government's infrastructure fund and after some eurozone inflation data came in a little hotter. Earlier today, Aussie GDP came in mostly in line with expectation, and the RBA pushed back against the idea of additional rate cuts despite dovish-leaning market pricing. Looking ahead, it will be interesting to see if things cool down with respect to the U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Adding insult to injury, the Canadian dollar has also had to deal with slumping oil. As far as the calendar for the remainder of the day goes, we get U.S. ADP employment, a BOE Bailey speech, U.S. ISM services, factory orders, and the Fed Beige Book. That's all for now.